the Atlantic to the Pacific, from mountain crest to mountain crest, from canyons to the clouds and into the cosmos, we are pumping wattage high and low, plus streaming worldwide on the internet and keeping you company tonight. It's the place to relax and hang out. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, giving you the latest and discussing the weirdest. We have assembled the finest team of reporters and the most intriguing guests, and that's why we are your favorite hub in a wild world. So keep it tuned right here. What a great hour we have for you on the program here tonight. Of course, as most of you know, next month the new TV series Paranormal Paparazzi is going to debut on the Travel Channel. It will come out on September the 28th. And one of the great pleasures for me about being involved with this program was getting to know the host of the show, Mr. Aaron Sagers. Now, Aaron is pretty close to an Indiana Jones of the paranormal. I mean, this guy, he travels all over the place. He knows everybody involved, and he kind of synchronistically, I guess you could say, finds himself in the middle of all the action. He is one of the most influential journalists of the paranormal, as evidenced by his website, paranormalpopculture.com. And as I told you earlier in the program, I mean, heck, he does work for CNN, the Chicago Tribune, the Baltimore Sun, Philadelphia Inquirer. I mean, the list goes on and on. You've seen him on a lot of different TV programs like Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters, Paranormal Challenge. And his concept of paranormal pop culture is the one that kind of morphed into this new upcoming program called Paranormal Paparazzi. His website, paranormalpopculture.com, will be linked up at speakingofstrange.com for your convenience as well. Aaron Sagers, welcome to Speaking of Strange.
Well, hello there, Joshua. Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Absolutely. It's a great pleasure, and, you know, the hard part about this is just figuring out what direction to take, because you really do it all, and, you know, I was telling folks, right now, you live there in New York, but you're originally from Florida, is that right, Aaron?
Yes, sir. I mean, speaking of strange, I come from the state of strange, Florida. Yeah, that's where I was born and bred. Although I've lived all around this great country and a big chunk of the world. So, yeah.
You know, Aaron, on every edition of this show, it's kind of a running joke to see how many weird stories come from Florida. And I swear we're not looking for them. You just can't ignore them. I mean, every time we start reading stories, it seems like every third or fourth one comes from Florida. Why do you think that is? What's happening there?
You know, it's funny because I was actually just talking about this the other day, and, you know, people say New York is a bit of a strange place, but really, yeah, Florida is far stranger. I think maybe something that has to do with it is, you know, the temperature, the weather there just contributes to, you know, well, things never really die. They just get bigger there. You see these stories about monster pythons and creatures that continue to just grow. So I think that has something to do with it. The climate there is just good for monsters to come out of there. And then, I don't know, you know, there's this great history of, you know, of Seminole Native Americans and early explorers. And it's really, it's a bit of a paranormal crockpot, I think. And I was just looking at this recent map that was created that kind of assigned adjectives to each of the states based off of Google research or Google searches, and one of the top words that comes up with Florida is weird. Why is Florida so weird? So, yeah, that's where I come from, and you know what? I think that helps make me the journalist I am.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know some very intelligent, very curious folks who got their start there in Florida. And, of course, I recently got back from Key West. I made another trip down there. And talk about just the quintessential weird Florida. I mean, I think a lot of it is because everybody's drunk down there also. That helps. That lubricates things quite a bit. All right, so Aaron, how did this journey begin for you? I know that we both work in
an odd field that doesn't have any sort of clear path to success. So at what point did you realize that you wanted to sort of take the paranormal direction with things and see that this is something which could end up being a living, if you will?
Well, you know, for me, I grew up as a child who was always interested in popular culture, always, seeing as many movies as I possibly could, reading a lot of books, and those included paranormal books. I read up on a lot of paranormal theories, and I had those time life, Mysteries of the Unknown, I believe, or Mysteries of the Unexplained book series. I still have quite a few of those still on hand. So I was just, absorbing as much as I could as a kid. And as I grew older, I knew that writing was one of the gifts I had, and I was interested in just kind of pursuing the news and pursuing entertainment news. You know, I did a bit of blood and guts reporting and then decided that was not so much my thing, so follow my passion, follow the pop culture passion. And then, I started noticing around 2004 that there was the shift towards these paranormal reality TV programs, the investigative shows like Ghost Hunters. And, there had been some other shows on in the past, but I started talking to my editors at the newspaper I was working at the time, and I said, this is something we really need to keep an eye on. This is going to be big. This is going to, I know you guys don't believe it. I know you think my interest in this stuff is a little weird and outside of the mainstream, but this is going to be big. And sure enough, it was. And so I started writing about that within, my mainstream job. And, once I was able, I decided, I should just go ahead and head off on my own and create my own thing that I could completely control and write about all the things I love. And, it was a bit of a gamble, but it's really worked out to my benefit. And as you know, Joshua, it's like sometimes you've got to take that gamble. You got to put yourself out there. And when you're passionate about it, I tend to believe it works out for you.
And, of course, when we were in New York, I noticed and we discussed that guys like myself, you, Zach Bacons, Todd Lincoln, director of The Apparition, we're all kind of around the same age. We're in our mid-30s, and we had discussed the impact that maybe some of the movies that we watched growing up, the Spielberg, Lucas kind of dynamo, impacted our imaginations at an early age. Would you say that we kind of were timed properly to take this subject matter a little bit more seriously?
Most certainly. I remember that, and I remember that conversation with you, actually several conversations that we have had about this topic. One of my favorite movies is Jaws. And Jaws is it's a monster movie, and it's a great horror movie, but it's also a great, cryptozoological movie when it comes down to it. It's this freak of nature, monster that's out there. And, so I think that heavily influenced me. I think movies like Indiana Jones or Raiders of the Lost Ark influenced me. And when you look at those series, the Indiana Jones series, there's a strong paranormal component to it. Close encounters of the third kind, just on and on and on. I definitely think being a child of the 80s, the late 70s and the 80s, really influenced me and really kind of put me on this path. And I also think, growing up in Florida, I grew up around these great examples of, the paranormal, such as Castillo de San Marcos and St. Augustine, which is a great haunted location that I loved from an early age, or even the Haunted Mansion at the Magic Kingdom. And so I think each of these things kind of fit into putting me on this path.
Of course, nowadays, unfortunately, the word skeptic has taken on this very negative connotation, and it should be just the opposite. I mean, skepticism is about sort of reserving judgment until all the facts are in. And one thing I learned about you as I got to know you is that one reason you are a great journalist is because you are open-minded, but you are very skeptical about things. You weigh the evidence. You obviously judge the validity of the personality that you're talking to. Have you ever had any experiences that you could not explain, especially during your more formative years?
Yeah, most certainly. The more you do this, I really believe that, you know, when you do this as part of your job, you do get exposed to quite a few things. And I know that doing ghost hunting events with, you know, like Zach Bagans, or, you know, doing these investigations with some other shows, yeah, I certainly have been exposed to things that I can't quite explain. I have seen, you know, what people describe as shadow people. I have gotten some amazing EVP when I wasn't even trying for it. And in fact, early on, I remember reporting on a story that had nothing at all to do with the paranormal, and getting voices underneath my audio that I couldn't quite explain, and knowing that there was only two people in the room, and yet it sounded like there was another person, like, talking into my recorder. Like, those kinds of things happen. And yet, still, even though those amazing things happen to me, I still remain quite the skeptic, and I am still to this day trying to explain those experiences that I had. You know, I can't quite figure them out, and I think that they are leaning towards the paranormal, but I am still trying to explain those, you know, years later.
We have about a couple minutes before our first break here, and I think one of the sort of staples of paranormal pop culture is that you're not necessarily out there like an investigator trying to prove or disprove things, that you're sort of more interested in sort of capturing the zeitgeist, the general mood of how it's affecting society. Would that be accurate to say?
It definitely is. I don't want to tell people what to believe or not to believe. I don't want to say that this is absolutely real or absolutely fake. Who am I to say? I do want to capture the moment, the spirit of the times, and see, you know, why are we talking about these things, and why are we talking about them in a certain way, and also put it into a larger context of how does it fit with how we've spoken about these things in the past. So that really is the mission that I aim for, and I think that we try to do that on Paranormal Paparazzi as well. I think that, you know, when viewers tune in, they'll see that is still present.
All right, we'll take this break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Aaron Sagers about his view on how that the paranormal and concepts of spirituality and mystery thousands of years ago sort of relates to the world that we live in today. And also, of course, how paranormal pop culture evolved, and then how all that kind of morphed into, to a certain extent, the upcoming TV show Paranormal Paparazzi. We'll talk to him about some of the celebrities and important people he has interviewed that made an impact on him. Aaron Sager's website is paranormalpopculture.com. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and we'll be back right after this. Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. Thanks for spending your evening with us. And I'm talking this hour with Aaron Sagers, founder of ParanormalPopCulture.com. He also is a producer on and host of the upcoming TV series on the Travel Channel called Paranormal Paparazzi. It debuts September 28th, 7 p.m. And so, Aaron, you know, as I mentioned before the break, when it comes to looking back at ancient cultures and the birth of various religions and the old mystery schools and mysticism and humankind's struggle to understand the mysterious, the meaning of it all, what's greater than those of us here struggling day by day to find some meaning. How do you see that relating to what the world is like now in 2012 in the pop culture realm? What's the connection there?
Well, I think we're still trying to figure out our world, still trying to understand what's going on. And actually, I think that the more we explain things through science and the more technology that we have at our disposal, interestingly enough, like while we are explaining much more of the universe, we realize that there's still so much more that is left unexplained, and we are trying to figure that out. We are trying to give some sort of meaning to that. And I actually think that that's what pop culture is really all about. I mean, it is about entertainment, but it's also about processing and understanding the world around us that we see and that we cannot see. I mean, and as someone that recently took a trip to Transylvania, I mean, you look at the vampire culture and the vampire fascination. I mean, what are vampires? But there's sort of this symbol that we can apply many things to. You can look at it from a folkloric, supernatural standpoint as something that might actually exist, or you can look at it as a way of, you know, trying to explain a fear of foreigners or of disease or, you know, like, so I think that that's really what pop culture is about. It's about explaining our world.
And it's fascinating to re-examine some of these old beliefs through the lens of modern technology, and often we find that maybe they were on to something, and maybe, you know, they were much closer to us in mind and spirit than we sometimes think. And, of course, you as a journalist, when you decided to go out there and really start learning the truth, the first thing you have to do is interview other people who claim to have some authority in this matter. And who are some of the figures and celebrities that you have talked to over the years who made a big impact on you?
You know, I've been fortunate to speak with a lot of people, and I have to say one of the ones that that I'm especially fond of is John Zappas. He's a person that I met early on when I was sort of making this transition from regular journalism into the paranormal pop culture journalism. And I respect John's work, but I also have to say he was just a great person to speak with. You know, he was just so genuine and sincere and friendly and, you know, just a pleasure to deal with. But, you know, beyond that, I mean, as far as celebrities, I've spoken to Dan Aykroyd a couple times, and I enjoy that, you know, because this is a gentleman that is the embodiment of paranormal pop culture, a guy who really grew up, you know, within the spiritual community, the spiritualist community, and then conveyed that, like took that over into his professional career with Ghostbusters and some of his other pursuits, you know, even the Crystal Head Vodka thing. So he is, I think, a really fascinating guy. And then there have been the legends. People that, you know, like George A. Romero, who, you know, of course, director of Night of the Living Dead and Dawn of the Dead and Day of the Dead. And he's just a guy that when I was in his presence, I was like, okay, this means that I've arrived. I'm getting to sit down with one of the icons of horror and a true living legend. So, I mean, that's just a few, and yet I'm constantly meeting new people every day, and actually also really enjoy just speaking to, you know, the people that are not considered famous, but who have a great story to tell about, you know, seeing something in their house or, you know, catching a glimpse of something in the woods or in the sky. If I never talked to another celebrity and I only spoke to people who had eyewitness accounts like that, that would still be satisfying to me.
Well, I know that one of your favorite subjects is zombies. And, of course, when I was with you in New York a few months ago, that was before this explosion in the media about, you know, people stripping down naked and eating each other's faces off. And, I mean, you have, of course, the famous one from Miami, but, I mean, I find these types of stories just continue popping up around the world. What do you make of this zombie business?
Well, as far as, with regard to zombies in particular, they're an amazing template for the apocalypse. I mean, they really represent a myriad of things. Zombies are our neighbors. They are our friends, our family members, and they're turning on us during a crisis. You know, that's what zombies are. They, you know, when things get bad enough, the zombie genre kind of says, these people we thought we knew are going to turn into monsters. And they're also like the ultimate other. They look human, but they are not, quote-unquote, like us. They're an invading threat that must be dealt with. But, you know, so, I mean, I could go on and on about, you know, what zombies mean. You know, they're the ultimate natural disaster as well, you know. But I would say within these stories that have popped up within the media in the last few months, I think what that represents is a real anxiety about where we are in the world and this kind of willingness to believe that something really weird could happen. Something really weird and unexplained could happen and overtake us. And the media is really reflecting that anxiety. I mean, Huffington Post and a couple other media outlets, when these attacks started happening, it's not like they tread lightly and said cannibalism or, you know, just a violent attack from a drug user. They jumped right to zombies. They used it right away, and they knew that they were kind of turning a mirror back onto culture and reflecting back this anxiety and willingness to believe something crazy is about to be afoot, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it was just, it's an immediate, I guess, cultural reference point. And, you know, one thing also, before we start talking a little bit more about, you know, how this TV show and stuff evolved, when we were in our newsroom environment doing the TV program there in New York, and we each had our desks, we could bring things to decorate, and I was impressed by some of your swag, we'll call it, that you've been sent over the years by covering movies and TV shows. You want to tell us about any of the cool little mementos and souvenirs and memorabilia you have?
Yeah, definitely. You know, one of the things I love, I would actually carry it around every day if I could, but I think security might have an issue with it, is an Indiana Jones whip. I was sent an Indiana Jones whip during the press publicity kits for the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, the last Indiana Jones movie. And while I am not necessarily a fan of the movie itself, I am a huge fan of Indiana Jones, so that is one thing that I truly prize. I have actually a lot of other goodies, such as I'm trying to think what else I had on there. I'm a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe, and I have an Edgar Allan Poe bobblehead around there, I believe.
A Wolfman medallion, I remember that.
Oh yeah, that's right, the Wolfman medallion. Yeah, that was from publicity for the Wolfman remake starring Benicio del Toro. Yes, the medallion that is supposed to protect you from the werewolf's curse. I don't think it actually helped Benicio del Toro so much in that movie. It certainly didn't help him from his box office return, because that movie did not do so well. But, and then, you know, at home on my desk, I have even more goodies, such as like a Captain Kirk Star Trek communicator and a Doctor Who sonic screwdriver replica, because although I am a paranormal geek, I am also a sci-fi and comic book geek, and my home is littered with action figures and toys, and I'm basically a giant nerd, which it's probably not going to make me sound too attractive to some of your female listeners out there, but I still embrace it.
Hey, let me tell you, with the type of ladies who listen to this show, you are a god now. So we're going to take our next break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about paranormal pop culture, and specifically how this evolved into the upcoming TV series that Aaron hosts. It's called Paranormal Paparazzi. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the show where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. Speaking of strange, we'll be back right after this. Don't touch that dial.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad, I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. I'm happy, I'm feeling glad, I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, but not for long. The future is coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on. It's coming on.
Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, top of me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so, I command you to. Panoramic view, look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose, all you different crews. Chicks and dudes, who you think is really kicking tunes. Picture you getting down in a picture too. Like you miss a fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy. Lifeless, is those the definition for what life is. Priceless, is you because I put shit on the high shit to like it. Gun smoke, you're righteous with one soak. You're psychic among no possess you with one go.
I'm happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long. The future is coming on.
From the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains and around the world, you're listening to Speaking of Strange. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, and talking this hour with Aaron Sagers. He is a journalist and a paranormal enthusiast. He created ParanormalPopCulture.com, even wrote a book called Paranormal Pop Culture. And he is a producer on and host of the upcoming TV series called Paranormal Paparazzi. As most of you know, I am a cast member on that program. I'm one of the reporters who got to go around and investigate all manner of strange stuff. And it's a really fast-paced, fun show, and you just don't know what direction it's going to take. And so, Aaron, how did this all evolve for you? And I don't know how much you can talk about at this point, but what was the process of taking your background, your experience, and helping to shape it into this upcoming TV series?
Well, first, let me just tell your listeners out there, I don't know how much you've revealed or how much, you know, you've said about your role on it, but for your listeners out there, Joshua is a really great reporter to have in that newsroom, and not just because of his extensive knowledge and the amount of research that he brings to the newsroom, but also because A, he's hilarious, and B, like, he and I think have a unique and really fun relationship on the show, because a lot of times you and I end up being, you end up being a bit of a foil for me, and I end up giving you a little bit of hell, all in a friendly way. Like, I know, and I'm looking forward to this, cause I've seen, you know, the episodes as they come together. I'm looking forward to everyone else seeing it. When Joshua begins, you know, to tell a story or talk about his investigation, a look comes over my face where I'm borderline cracking up and giving him a skeptical look. And I can't wait for everybody else to see it. And you know the look I'm talking about, right, Joshua?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's classic.
and I can't wait to have everyone else see it. But as far as the, you know, the origins of Paranormal Paparazzi, it's, you know, a couple years ago, I was working on a Paranormal Pop Culture TV show project where I was really just trying to bring, you know, explore the entertainment of the unexplained, as I call it, and look at the horror genre and supernatural genre and just, you know, interview the people involved with it without saying, is it real, is it not real, just kind of doing that. And I did some web stuff with that, and some of that stuff's still out there. Well, sure enough, I mean, you know, I guess about a year ago, Zach Bagans of Ghost Adventures, he was looking for a new project, and I had initially met Zach by interviewing him before, actually before I ever worked with him, I interviewed him, so he knew about what I did and what I bring to the table and the kind of questions that I asked. And, you know, he approached me about making this happen, and, you know, together we really kind of discussed sort of the direction of this, and we kind of merged sensibilities on this, you know, what he wanted, you know, what I was really hoping to get out of it. And Zach knows his pop culture, and it's pretty well known that he loves vampires, and he obviously knows how to make a hit TV show, and he knows the TV world and the ghost world. And I know media and entertainment journalism, and I have a lot of research experience in that world, and I know the paranormal pop culture genre. And, you know, it just kind of really came together, and he made it happen with the Travel Channel and sold this idea. And, I mean, it's sort of like an insider baseball look at how these shows come together, but, you know, it's been quite exciting. And I think the result is, in fact, I know the result is, a very fun and fast-paced entertainment news show that follows, you know, these reporters, yourself included, as you guys travel around the country tracking down, filming these buzzworthy and bizarre stories. And what's great about it is I don't think anything's been out. There's actually been no show out there that's like this that includes a celebrity component and includes the horror genre and the super, you know, all the supernatural phenomena and theories, and includes experts, well-known experts. You know, I think that this show is really going to be something new and fresh and exciting for viewers, and not just viewers that investigate or love investigative shows, but people that just like turning on Paranormal Activity, or people that just want to watch The Walking Dead and just enjoy those for what they are. Even they will be able to turn on Paranormal Paparazzi and get quite a bit out of this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because I've often felt, even if you have zero interest in what you currently think of as quote-unquote paranormal, I think you can still watch this show and be thoroughly entertained. And once you, and of course, I have participated in the program enough to get a sense of how the final episodes are going to appear, even though I have not actually seen a final one. But I tell people that when you watch this program, even if for some reason, you know, you don't care about one subject, boom, we're right on to the next thing. I mean, and it seems like such a logical way of producing a show, and it's amazing that nobody has done it before. I guess it's easy to say that whenever, you know, you actually have, hopefully will be a hit show, and people can say, well, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I do that? But it's sort of like you can just tell that we got it right. And a lot of times I will work on a program, and of course I'm there in front of the camera. I have no idea how it's going to be edited, and I sit there with my fingers crossed, and I tell everybody to watch, but I'm like, I don't know, I hope it's good. And sometimes it comes out, and you're just so disappointed. But I was able to see enough of this, and of course we shot a lot of it live to tape, where I was literally watching it come together in front of my eyes, that I feel 110% confident in telling everybody, you're going to love this show. And of course, it, like you said, it's got the paranormal stuff, but it's also got stuff that's difficult to classify. You've got celebrities in there telling about their experiences. And then also, from that true pop culture perspective, I mean, you're out there talking to people who are special effects technicians and horror movie makers and going to these horror conferences. And I mean, it's just, it's a news magazine for people who are sort of interested in everything that's sort of weird and novel, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, what's really fun about it is, And I actually, it's easy for me to say this, but I actually would watch this show if, even if I was not involved whatsoever, because, you know, there, it's so exciting to say, okay, we're going to go to an apocalypse bunker, you know, in some hidden remote location, and then we're going to go to the set of a movie that is actually haunted, and then maybe we'll go to the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada after that, and then for good measure, maybe pop down to the Amityville Horror House in Amityville, New York. I mean, you know what? Let's say we're going to go to a horror convention as well. You know, like, we cover a lot of ground, and we're not going into these stories as paranormal investigators, even though you have quite a bit of experience as a paranormal investigator, and I know Scott, who is another reporter, is a paranormal investigator, but we're not going into these as paranormal investigators. We're going into it as reporters who investigate, you know, and I think that is a big distinction and what allows us to have a really unique format and allow it to be a fresh take on the paranormal. So, yeah, I tell people, look, you love to investigate and you do this with your group every weekend, good, you'll love it. Oh, you just like scary movies? Good, you'll love it. Oh, you just want to, you know, prepare for the zombie apocalypse? Good, you will love it.
We got a couple minutes before our next break here. One thing that I was really excited about was the sense of humor that is injected into all this. And it's not like that we're not taking things seriously. We take everything seriously, but we also realize that there is this funny, entertaining, what I call this absurdity about, you know, just the paranormal in general. And, of course, you know, recently you profiled some of my comments on your website, paranormalpopculture.com. But Zach has this zany sense of humor. You and I do. And it's amazing to see that make it in a nice, balanced way into a show like this. And that also is novel, don't you think?
Yeah, because you cannot deny the fact that, you know, we are adults. Well, you know, I guess legally we are adults. And, you know, we are making a living out of, you know, going out in the wilderness or, you know, looking for Bigfoot or looking up at the skies, you know, pursuing UFOs or spending the night in an old haunted jail, you know, like, and that's awesome. I mean, I absolutely love it and I would not trade it for the world, and it makes me giddy to think about it. And yet it is completely silly in some ways, just the idea of it, not the practice, but the idea of it. And you know what? You have to be able to laugh at yourself. And I actually think that, you know, sometimes people in the paranormal world take things a little too seriously and forget to have fun and forget to, you know, be able to laugh at themselves. So we definitely do that. And we laugh at each other as well. Like, we're not going out there and making fun of people who have encounters, but we are definitely making fun of one another. And that's good because, you know, when you're in a newsroom and you're working with people, you know, you goof on them. That's a sign of love, you know?
All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Ouija boards. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange.
God, we've never seen, but never failed to lie.
final minutes of hour number two on tonight's Speaking of Strange. Coming up next hour, we call it the Dark 30 Hour. Yes, we save it for last. That's when we dig into the most outrageous and controversial news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So hopefully some of you will stick around for that. It gets pretty crazy late on this program. And I'm wrapping up my conversation with Aaron Sagers. He is the founder of ParanormalPopCulture.com. He hosts the upcoming television series Paranormal Paparazzi that debuts on September 28th on the Travel Channel. I think you'll all really enjoy it. And one last thing I wanted to touch on here tonight, Aaron, is that when I got to know you and we were discussing our interests, you said that you're fond of collecting Ouija boards. Is that right?
I do have a few, yes. I've given some away and then picked up other ones. I think currently my favorite one is the Hellboy Ouija board that was produced by Dark Horse Comics based on the Hellboy comic by Mike Mignola. And it just has a nice, cool, gothic feel to it. So that's one of my favorites. But yes, I've had a few over the years.
And ever had an experience with one that makes you think it's communicating or helping you communicate with the other side?
I have had Ouija boards that have... I do a lot of these paranormal events along with like various other like Comic Cons and whatnot, and I've had them move around when I've been playing with them, but you know, I'm not completely sold on it being a device to communicate with the other side. I think that anything can really be imbued with meaning if you really want it to be. So maybe I just don't want it to be a communication device quite enough. But I keep trying. I mean, I love playing with it because I love the idea with it, and it's very physical, and I like the hands-on experience with it. And I think it's far more romantic than, you know, just using a K2 meter or some of the new versions of the Ouija board, really.
Yeah. And they're also just beautiful works of art in some cases. So, but yeah, I think you're right. It's just a tool, you know, like any other. And if it works for somebody, fine. If not, it's great decoration. So here in the final minutes, Aaron, aside from, you know, talking about ParanormalPopCulture.com and the new show Paranormal Paparazzi, anything else you want to pass along to listeners who would like to learn more about you and your work and your upcoming projects?
Well, certainly, yeah, keep an eye on ParanormalPopCulture.com, and please feel free to follow me on Twitter. It's just at Aaron Sagers, first and last name. And I will be at Dragon Con speaking about the apocalypse next week. And then following that, I have a couple other events scheduled throughout September and October, like at New York Comic Con and Spooky Empire, which is a horror convention in Orlando, Florida. So I'll be popping up a lot of places. So, you know, check those out if you can. And if you do see me anywhere, please just come up and introduce yourself and you know, let's geek out together.
You think something major is going to happen before the end of this year, speaking of the apocalypse, Aaron?
I certainly hope so, because I've been predicting it so much that
right.
I don't want to be wrong.
I kind of have the same feeling. It's a love-hate relationship with apocalyptic mindsets. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, folks. And, of course, if you go to ParanormalPopCulture.com, my understanding is Aaron intends to continue profiling cast members. And, of course, we'll keep having them on this program and make sure that everybody is thoroughly introduced to the players involved by the time this show debuts on September 28th. Aaron Sagers, hey, you know, thanks for doing everything that you continue to do. You fill a very important role in this strange, surreal field called the paranormal, and it's been just a great pleasure to get to know you, and thanks for being on the program tonight.
Joshua, thank you so much. I could not agree more, and, I look forward to everybody seeing us doing the big show.
All right, there you have it, folks. Aaron Sagers, again, his website is ParanormalPopCulture.com. One thing that I thought was interesting, if you visit his website, you will find that there's even a phone number there. And you don't find that so often nowadays, a phone number. What is that? You know, you have to push little buttons. Everybody, you know, they text and they email things all the time. But I believe you can actually call up and, you know, get in touch with somebody. And there's just a great variety of wonderful material there on his site. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, of course, it will be the Dark 30 hour. And as we often warn you, you know, this is a time of the program when we talk about things that are a little more controversial. So if that's not your cup of tea, things that might be a little more graphic and seedy, that's fine. Just tune out and then tune back in here in an hour, and I'm sure you'll find something more family-friendly to listen to. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. It's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange, and the Dark 30 Hour will begin right after this.
Let's